You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Unfortunately, it's now the offseason, but on DenverBroncos.com, there really is no offseason. That's why the mailbag continues chugging right on into the offseason. I'm Andrew Mason, and thank you, as always, for joining me. And if you want to get in on next week's mailbag, you can tweet at me, at Mace Denver, or use the form at DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Let's go to the first question. It's off Twitter from user at AndrewMan19, and he asks, how does an NFL team go about deciding if they believe success as a coordinator will translate to success as a head coach? Well, for someone who's been a coordinator and not a head coach, that's where the interview is going to be absolutely crucial. Now, you know, if you're a guy like Terrell Austin, for whom the Broncos have asked permission to speak, the defensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions, you know, you're going to want to show that you can run the entire show. You want to show some administrative capabilities as well. You want to have a plan. When you sit down for that interview, you want to be able to say, okay, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. You want to have your weekly schedule in season. You want to have that laid out. And then let's say you're an Adam Gase. You know, he interviewed with John Elway for the job on Thursday. And for him, it's a little bit different because he's been with the Broncos for 6 years now. So they have an idea what kind of coach he is, both as a position coach and also as a coordinator the last two seasons. That's basically his interview for the most part. But when you're in Gase's shoes and you've been on the staff, what you want to show is how you're different. You go back to what John Elway said on Tuesday. You want someone that can, has a little bit of championship pedigree, but also is going to be able to bring out the fire in the team. So if they lose, they go down, quote, kicking and screaming, unquote. That's a phrase we heard from Elway, and we've heard it repeated a lot the last few days. So in that respect, if you're Adam Gase, you have to show how that would not happen under your watch. What would you do differently? You know, just because Gase was on John Fox's staff, that doesn't mean that he's going to do the same things when he's a head coach. I mean, you know, if you're an assistant coach, you're obviously going to go along with what the boss says. You're going to respect the chain of command. That's how a team, that's how an NFL organization operates. But at the same time, yeah, you've got your own ideas. Maybe I would have done X when the guy in charge did Y. And the interview is your chance to show that and show perhaps how you might have done things differently and how the results might have been a bit different. So, you know, what a coordinator shows and how you can tell whether he can translate to a head coach, I think it depends a little bit on whether he's on your staff or not. You're going to ask different things, but most importantly, what you want to see from any coordinator is, do they have the overall administrative capabilities to run an NFL team? Our next question is from Twitter, Victor Ramirez. His Twitter handle is Broncoholic. He says, Elway always comes out swinging in free agency. Who are some of those names that we should keep an eye on? And is Ndamukong Suh an option? Well, realistically, I don't think Ndamukong Suh is an option, mainly because of the cost associated with him. He's probably going to fetch somewhere in the neighborhood of the upper teens, maybe even over $20 million a year on the open market. That's just going to be too great for the Broncos, you know, who do have some salary cap room, but remember, their priority, and this is something that John Elway has talked about quite a bit, is re-signing their own. He pointed to Demaryius Thomas and Julius Thomas specifically at his press conference on Tuesday, but there's other key guys that they've got to consider. Orlando Franklin, who was probably the best offensive lineman on the roster the second half of the season, his contract expiring. Raheem Morris is expiring. Nate Irving, who had a pretty good season until he tore his MCL, another expiring contract. Wes Welker, Terrence Knighton, the team captain. So, you know, I think the Broncos are going to be active in free agency, and maybe you're going to bring in one or two guys from outside, but it's pretty clear right now the priority is going to be keeping as much of this team together as possible, really no matter who the head coach is, because, you know, one of the things that makes this job attractive for potential coaching candidates is the talent on hand. Emmanuel Sanders on Thursday was added to the Pro Bowl roster. That makes it 10 Pro Bowlers for the Broncos. And even if Peyton Manning decides not to come back for a fourth Broncos season and 18th NFL season, you're going to sell the fact this is an attractive roster with a lot of talent, and the goal is to keep as much of that talent together as possible. Thanks for all the questions, and like I said earlier, tweet at me. I'm at Mace Denver on Twitter. Use the hashtag AskMace. You can get it on next week's mailbag, or you can use the form at denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. We're going to get into the draft a bit next week. I'm going to be down in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl, so you can get in your questions on potential draft picks because, hey, it's never too early, and now the clock is starting to turn toward off-season events like free agency, like the owners' meetings, and then the draft at the end of May, the beginning of June. So stay tuned to denverbroncos.com for plenty of content on that. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.